Hey everyone, it's Rich Bennett, host of Conversations with Rich Bennett, bringing you an exciting chance to win with our latest giveaway sponsored by Tar Heel Construction Group. Get ready to make a splash just by tuning in to the podcast. Yes, you heard that right. While you're soaking up our latest episodes, listen closely for a special splash sound. When you hear it, remember the episode name. Here's what you do next. Shoot us an email at podcast@harfordcountyliving.com with the episode title. Each splash sound means a new chance to win. So the more you listen, the better your chances. If you don't have email, then just leave a voicemail from our website at conversationswithrichbennett.com. What's the prize? How about a brand new waterproof Bluetooth speaker? Perfect for listening to our episodes, whether you're in the bath, on the beach, in the pool, or on the go. You have until the end of May to send in your entries, and we'll announce the lucky winner on June 3rd. Don't miss out on this splashy opportunity brought to you by Tar Heel Construction Group. Dive into our episodes and win big. As you know, it's all over the news. It's everywhere. The new coronavirus, COVID-19. And we want to keep everybody up to date on it, you know, what to check for, symptoms, you know, what to do in case you think you have it or if a loved one has it, and those people that are at a bigger risk. So go to our friends at the Harford County Health Department. That's harfordcountyhealth.com/coronavirus. Again, that's harfordcountyhealth.com/coronavirus, and keep up to date on everything that is going on with the COVID-19, the new coronavirus. And they also have some useful links there for more information on it. Because of the current situation in the world, I decided to put the normal podcast on hold. And of course, I'm going to talk about the coronavirus, COVID-19. And on this episode, I am going to be discussing how some area businesses and organizations are coping with it. Stay tuned.
Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Harford County Living with Rich Bennett. My name is Rich Wilmore from San Antonio, Texas. Each week on the show, you'll hear roundtable discussions and interviews with people that have ties to Harford County, Maryland, and you'll learn something new that will leave you wanting more. So without further ado, here's your host, professional DJ, entrepreneur, podcaster, and one of the nicest people I know, Rich Bennett.
COVID-19. The new coronavirus. Man, I never thought that in my lifetime I would see anything like this. And I'm sure, you know, anybody listening, I'm sure none of us did. But it's here. It has taken effect on a lot of people. It has affected a lot of businesses and nonprofits. It's scary. A lot of people ignored it. There are still some people ignoring it, going out and partying it up, having a good time, you know, being close to people. And the latest news, of course, I saw was that the millennials and the Gen Zers, those rates of people that have it are going up for them. And those are the ones, especially during spring break. You saw, I'm sure you saw all the photos or videos down in Clearwater, Florida. Ocean City, Maryland, too. And there was a lot of people out that weekend. But I'm here to talk about the businesses and the people that, you know, work, how it affected them, and what you can do to help them. And there's a lot of people here just in Harford County, and I'm sure around everywhere, that's doing things. One of the things I want to talk about first is the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. They put up a thing which I think is pretty awesome. And, you know, you're stuck at home. What do? Play a game. And here's a game you could play. It's called Local Business Support Bingo. And they have a picture of a bingo card up there. And each block has different things for you to do. Of course, the center block is free. So we'll give you that one. But here's some of the things you can do. Actually, I'm going to list them all down. I'll tell you everything that they have on the card. Number one, share a local business social media post. Simple, right? How many of you have done that? I mean, I know I do it all the time, but, you know, it makes a big difference. call to support and not to complain. It seems like a lot of people are quick to put up negative reviews and complain about a local business. They're local businesses, people. If you have a complaint, if there's something wrong, call the business. Putting a, you know, a bad review out there is not going to do anything. It's not going to help. Because I've seen that happen a lot. A lot of people put a bad review up. Well, guess what? All those people that like that business, all of a sudden, bam, 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 there's a ton of great reviews. So, you know what? Hey, actually, hey, keep putting the bad reviews up then. That way all the good reviews will come in. Shop over the phone for a local retailer. Now, I know right now a lot of people don't have a choice. You can't go out to some places. But call them up. You know, you got your restaurants which are doing deliveries and carry out. Call them up, shop with them. Write 3 positive Facebook reviews. That goes hand in hand with the, you know, call to support and not to complain. Write 3 positive Facebook reviews. Everybody has been to a different business or organization, has seen, you know, have, you know, I'm sure you've all gotten some stuff from a certain artist in the area or seen a musician. Write 3 positive Facebook reviews. And actually, let me add one more to that. It's not on the bingo card, but I'd like to see this. At least I don't think it's not on the bingo card. I haven't seen it yet. Write 3 positive Google reviews as well. Facebook reviews and Google reviews. Oh, it is there. Okay, I'm looking at it now. Write 3 new Google reviews. So that's all there too. Follow your local chamber for business updates. Your chambers are always putting business updates out there. So follow them. Here in Harford County, you have the Harford County Chamber of Commerce. You have the Aberdeen Chamber of Commerce. And you have the Haverty Grace Chamber of Commerce. So follow them on social media. Go to their websites. And that way you can see all the updates. This is a big one. Because these people are working hard. The nurses, the doctors. But these people I'm getting ready to mention are working extremely hard. Tell a grocery clerk they are appreciated. They're in there busting their tails as, you know, restocking, putting up with all the bickering and everything, especially when people are in there hoarding stuff. I've never seen so much toilet paper fly off the shelves. I don't know if these people think the apocalypse is coming or what, but God, what did they do before toilet paper? No, never mind. That's a different. this one too. And my brother used to do this for the longest time, and these people get a bad rap a lot, and they work hard. They work tirelessly. It's a hard job to do. Buy a fast food meal for a trucker. You know, they're out there working. They're bringing the goods to the stores for you. You see one, buy a fast food meal for them. The other thing is, too, because a lot of these rest stops are closed. And they can't even get into play. They can't go to a drive-thru like a McDonald's or something because their tractor trailer is not going to fit under there. And a lot of these drive-thrus are not allowing them to walk up. So buy a fast food meal for a trucker. Another one, share supplies with the elderly and less fortunate. This is one of the things that irks me about these hoarders, all these people buying up all this toilet paper and water. You know, we got to think of the elderly and the less fortunate. Look at the homeless, too. I mean, share supplies with them. Also, share an uplifting business interaction. That's right. Share an uplifting business interaction. That can help, especially if you're a business owner and you know, if there's something that's helping you out, share it with another business. It just, that's the other thing. We got to help each other. Write 3 new business Yelp reviews. Goes hand in hand with the Google reviews and the Facebook reviews. Walk outside and take a deep breath. And I'm sure being cooped up in the house, everybody's doing that. I get up every once in a while, and especially now that it's nice out, what I'll do is I'll go outside and walk around by myself, so I'll keep my 6-foot distance. But walk outside and just take a deep breath. Get some steps in, walk around. And tip big. Now, a lot of people think, well, there's nobody to tip. We don't have any waitresses or waiters waiting on us. You know what? What about the people doing the carry out? What about the grocery clerks? What about the people stocking the shelves? What about the truck drivers? You know, there's nothing saying you can't tip anybody. If they're doing a great job, tip them. You know, I mean, you see, everybody's out there busting their tail. And a lot of people, you know, it seems like you only tip the bartenders, waitresses, waiters. Nah, tip everybody. Hell, tip your doctor. You know, why not? Thank a healthcare professional. I talked about this a little bit ago. All the nurses and doctors out there busting their tails. You see one, thank them, you know, for everything they're doing. They're on the front lines right now. So they're dealing with this day in and day out, 24/7. Run an errand for your elderly friends. You know, check on your neighbors as well. You know, if any of them need any help, you know, offer to do it for them. Don't let them go out. Offer to do it for them. This one is big, especially because a lot of people are out of work. Purchase a gift card to use at a later date. A lot of your restaurants have them. Your salons have them. I know Great Escapes Hartford, they have them. You know, purchase a gift card. And when all this stuff is done and over with, you know, you can go out there, use those gift cards. We're going to have a big coronavirus party. And share what you are grateful for today. We actually did this at the chamber meeting that we had a virtual chamber meeting. I do this every morning. Every morning when I wake up, I have a little angel on my bed that our first daughter held before she passed. When she passed, we had it in her hand. And I prayed, say a prayer every morning when I wake up. That's the first thing I do is grab that angel and then before I go to bed. But sitting next to my angel is a rock that my daughter had gotten me when she was young. Beautiful looking rock. I call it my grateful rock. So I keep it on my nightstand, and every morning I wake up, I grab that rock and say something that I'm grateful for. Do that. You know, share what you're grateful for today. Share it with other people, because a lot of people right now, I mean, they're down in the dumps. Stress, anxiety is getting to a lot of people. But share something you're grateful for, and hopefully that's going to lift their spirits up. Shop small online. A lot of your local stores, a lot of your local artists have websites where you can shop online. Restaurants as well. You know, it just doesn't mean, like a restaurant, you don't have to buy food from them. Buy a gift card. Some of them have shirts available. You know, so shop small online. Create or cultivate something beautiful, or let beauty in. Got a lot of free time, why not? Actually, you should do it all the time. That's keeping that positive vibe going. And when you eat, thank a farmer. I like that one. I got to call my nephew up and thank him. So when you eat, thank a farmer. The farmers are actually out there keeping busy as well. You know, the truckers are picking up all this food. They're bringing it in. Well, who do you think are getting the food? It's the farmers. Also, donate food to programs feeding kids during school closures. We know, you know, the kids are out of school, and, you know, unfortunately, a lot of these kids, they rely on school for their meals. So go ahead and donate food to the programs feeding the kids during school closures. And now there are some of the schools that are serving the lunches. So if you need to take stuff to them, go ahead. You got the food shelters you can deliver stuff to as well. Order curbside pickup, takeout, or delivery. We do it when, you know, normal times. Why not do it now? Don't worry about cooking. Order curbside pickup. Go grab something. You know, there's a lot of great restaurants out there. You got Town Grill and Pub. You got Route 24 Owl House. There's places everywhere. So order curbside pickup, takeout, or delivery. And this way you're helping that local business keep their doors open. This is big. Only share fact-based news from reputable sources. That's the big thing. You see so much news out there, and people report it. They don't have the facts. Unfortunately, you also see a lot of people, they just read the headlines, and they don't read the whole, all the content and look at the facts. Some people also take the content out of order and interpret it for themselves. But do that. And actually, you don't want to take that one step further. Share positive news. I know during these times it may be hard to find some good positive news, but there it's out there. I mean, I put it on the website. Every once in a while, you're going to see some good positive news on HartfordCountyLiving.com. So only share good positive news as well. And check in or connect with someone new. You're like, well, how can we do that if we can't go out? Do it online. You have social media. You know, look at all your friends. Look at your friends list. And then look at their friends. Is there a friend on there that you don't know? Connect with them. Why not? Build your list up. Who cares? It doesn't matter. Now, another thing during this time, you're seeing some people that are doing great things to help people out. One of the people I want to bring up is Patrick Chambers. Patrick Chambers and I believe Joe Ayler and a couple others have started like a virtual tip jar, I believe it is. They're looking out for the servers and the waiters and waitresses because a lot of them are out of work now and they rely on that income, you know, but they extended it too. So if you have a favorite bartender, waiter, stylist, personal trainer, you know, anybody like that that you know is not working and they need the help, go to webixi.com. They have a Harford County virtual tip jar and you can make a donation and it's going to help these people out. Another thing is, too, the Joppatown Lions Club Foundation. They have an emergency relief fund that's going on. Now, this is to help those in Joppatown, whether it be the bartenders, the waitresses. This is an ongoing fundraiser that also helps with people that are displaced because of fire, accidents, you know, stuff like that. It's an emergency relief fund. And actually, they have you can go to their Facebook page, Joppatown Lions Club. I have a link in the notes for this because it's also on HartfordCountyLiving.com. Or you can just send in a check to Joppatown Lions Club Foundation, P.O. Box 6, Joppatown, Maryland, 21085. And this is an ongoing thing, so this is going to help people even after this is all over. Another thing I want to talk about that the governor here in Maryland has launched is Maryland Unites. And Maryland Unites is a website. Go to governor.maryland.gov/Maryland Unites. And there's a lot of great things on here. And it's basically talking about how Marylanders can help. So they have different sections, you know, Marylanders, serving Marylanders. I hope I said that right. Marylanders? It just sounds weird. The Maryland Food Bank, No Kid Hungry, Meals on Wheels, the Red Cross. Red Cross is a big one. Yeah, we always need to donate blood. And the thing is, too, they have a fund on there as well that you can donate to, I believe. And there's also the A to Z resource guide. So if you're in Maryland, you need to look at that because these are some of the things that the governor has put restrictions on, you know, whether it be bars and restaurants, casinos, childcare, cruises, so forth, and the elections, which are coming up. So go ahead and look into that. Now, with all that said, one of the things I also want to talk about are the local businesses. Number one, if you're a local business, contact me because I want to talk to you and find out how this is affecting you. I mean, I'm a local business owner. It's hard. Even though I am busy, I've been busy with all the news releases and everything on this. There is no new clients coming in because a lot of businesses right now, they can't afford to advertise or sponsor something. So call me, let me know how it's affecting you. Now, something I saw the other day, and this goes hand in hand with a lot of the stuff that I just talked about, a way to support local businesses. A friend of mine put up a post and I shared it. And the post says, remember all the local businesses that you asked for years to donate to your clubs, your teams, your events and organizations? Now they're calling in a favor, an answer to call. Now, this, you think about it all the time. Those of you that belong to teams or clubs, even the schools do it, they're always going out to businesses asking for donations for fundraisers. You know, I'm in the Lions Club. We do it as well. Well, now it's our turn to pay back. So let's help these organizations, these businesses out. You know, if they need the help, let's help them. Shop local. is a big thing. You hear me pushing it all the time. Now, I know there are some businesses out there where people really couldn't care less. And that's only because, you know, when you go and ask them for donations, they more or less brush you off. And I have seen them businesses asking for help. Now, keep in mind, they have employees, and them employees could be hurting as well. So don't even think about what they did in the past about not making donations to you or helping you out or shutting the door in your face. Think about the people that work there. If you need to just pull somebody aside that works there and ask them if they need anything, do that. But either way, the ones that you had asked for donations from in the past, help them out as well, especially if they did donate. You know, we got to help each other out on this. And I have a funny feeling it's going to be around a while. I think we're going to be definitely in this for the spring. And I have a funny feeling even through part of the summer, possibly even the whole summer. It's hard to say, you know, but we got to work together. We got to watch out for one another. You know, and that's a big thing. So help everybody out. Help other local businesses out. I'm doing everything I can, you know, to help my sponsors out and other local businesses, even people that don't sponsor me. I'm doing what I can to help them out. So again, if you're a business or organization, or if you work for one and this is affecting you, contact me. Even if I have to do an extra podcast, I'll do it. I want to get as many people on to talk about this and find out what's going on, or, you know, how everything is affecting you and what we can do to help. So until next time, everybody, please stay safe and be sure to check on one another as well. I'd like to remind everybody, please subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and please leave a review. You know, whatever source you listen to it on, leave a review for us. This way we know what to talk about in the future, what guests to have on. And if you have any suggestions, also let me know as well. And I also want to remind everybody, if you go to buymeacoffee.com/Harco Living, you can buy me a coffee. Well, you're not really buying me a coffee. You're just making a donation to help me keep this podcast going. And also what I want to do is for any businesses or organizations out there that are basically having problems, if you're troubled by this coronavirus that's going around, contact me. Let me know how I can help you, help your business or organization to stay open. That's the last thing we want to do, is we don't want to see any businesses close or organizations shut down. So if I can help in any way, please let me know. So I'm sitting here with Michelle of Align Rehabilitation, and she is really growing and has something coming up on May 3rd.
On May 3rd, Align Rehabilitation will be having our grand opening of our brand new physical therapy facility. We are directly next door to Real Life Prosthetics, who has also expanded their lab as they build out their prostheses. So May 3rd is grand opening. I invite everyone to come tour both my brand new facility for physical therapy treatment, as well as see what Real Life Prosthetics has done with their new lab.
And what time is it?
It's 11 to 2, mm-hmm. And then the ribbon cutting is at 11:15.
And so what's the address?
The address is 3435 Box Hill Corporate Center Drive, Suite C, Abingdon, Maryland, 21009.